Tom Carkelin, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to start out cloudy, but decreasing afternoon cloudiness and windy. High near 55 degrees today. Right now in Kenosha, it's 47 degrees, 44 Burlington. In Milwaukee, 45, 46 in Racine. A University of Wisconsin Parkside student from Milwaukee who is already facing a charge of disorderly conduct from last week, accused of leading campus police and Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies on a foot chase Wednesday that ended with him being bitten by a canine and taken into custody. 22-year-old Joseph Benson allegedly tried to fight with Parkside police when they suspected him of using another student's ranger card. Reports indicate he got belligerent during questioning, resisted their attempts to take him into custody, for which Benson was pepper sprayed twice, but with little effect. He then ran toward Petrifying Springs Park. Sheriff's deputies later found him running by Outer Loop Road, a service road, then onto Highway JR toward Highway E. When finally confronted again, Benson reportedly advanced toward one of the Parkside officers. That resulted in the dog being sent toward him. Kenosha City Council this week adopted a resolution that calls on the state legislature to pass a law cracking down on repeat drunk driving offenders. It's Assembly Bill 432. It would require the permanent revocation of the driver's license of anyone convicted of five or more OWI offenses, or for three or more connected to certain homicides or other felonies which involve the use of a motor vehicle. Resolution supporting the bill sponsored by Alderman David Bogdala. He said it's not perfect, but it starts to send a message that the state is ready to deal with those who continue to drink and drive.
I think there's some other things that this bill should also include, such as a bigger emphasis on the driver safety plan, as well as a longer period of time for the ignition interlocks. I think those are both important. Those aren't currently included.
Bogdala adding that he's had conversations with some state lawmakers, and they may be willing to make that bill even stronger, since he hopes that the bill, if passed and signed by the governor, will be a start to stem the tide of multiple OWI offenses. A Kenosha man arrested last week, expected to be federally charged soon with three bank robberies, one of them in Kenosha, two others in northern Illinois. 38-year-old Mosette Price taken into custody by Kenosha police and the FBI. He allegedly robbed the Associated Bank and the Pick and Save store on 18th Avenue, November 25th, also robbing banks in Waukegan and Deerfield, Illinois. Charges have not yet been filed. A Mount Pleasant woman is facing charges for allegedly slashing her boyfriend's arms during an argument. 31-year-old Kristen Brockway accused of substantial battery, second-degree recklessly endangering safety, and disorderly conduct, all as domestic abuse. Police sent to an apartment on Indian Hills Drive with a 911 hang-up call. Found the victim suffering several cuts to his arms. Brockway telling police the two had been arguing all day long and that he had cut himself when she tried to prevent him from leaving the apartment. Officer said the cuts appeared to be defensive wounds and required several stitches. Brockway going to be back in court next week. Well, you can expect to see some additional safety features between home plate and the dugouts at Miller Park in Milwaukee and other Major League ballparks. John Stolness explains why.
The league has recommended that any field-level seat within 70 feet of home plate should be protected by netting. The goal is to prevent line drive foul balls from hitting spectators and causing serious injuries, something that has happened multiple times over the last few years. Each team will expand the netting as they see fit, but most, if not all, are expected to abide by the recommendations of the league. In fact, three clubs, Boston, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Philadelphia, all said immediately that they will follow the recommendation. The Phillies hope to install thinner material that is less noticeable. And teams will also work on a way to make sure people know they are buying tickets for a seat that has netting in front of it.
Well, it was a meeting yesterday of local leaders for business and government at the Racine Country Club. It was a discussion about what's going on now and what could come in the future. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying afterward the dialogue included some benchmarks.
Not only the panel or the elected officials that were speaking today, but the community as well. We'll hold them accountable, and we have some, I think, a lot of work ahead of us in the next 12 months, but it's certainly doable.
Kelly Semro, Senior VP of Global Corporate Affairs, Communication, and Sustainability for SC Johnson, said the business community expressed a little bit of frustration. City, village, county officials all joining with the leaders of business for that well-attended gathering. A public hearing scheduled in Mount Pleasant next Tuesday night on a proposed Quick Trip gas station and convenience store just west of Green Bay Road on Spring Street, next to a business complex on the northwest corner. The 6,000-square-foot project, to be a 24/7 operation, would require the acquisition of 3 properties and demolition of 2 homes. The Village Plan Commission will have that issue at its next meeting. Monday night, the Mount Pleasant Village Board considers the Plan Commission's support to rezone the southeast corner of that same intersection for a retail project from the Wilcomb Brothers. There is a proposed ordinance amendment to allow breweries along with brew pubs and or restaurants in the city of Racine. It gets a public hearing next Tuesday during the Common Council meeting backed by the City Plan Commission. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski telling panel members this amends existing language to incorporate what has been a growing industry, including plans by one local company to set up shop downtown.
We added consent of the commission breweries and breweries with restaurants. But the balance reflects what the intent was as described in the staff report for the November 11th meeting.
Benjamin Beer Company, which began in Paddock Lake, has settled in on 507 6th Street in downtown Racine to set up its microbrewery. Public comment on the ordinance change will be allowed at the start of the council meeting next Tuesday night, aldermen then being asked to vote on the issue. Well, it's hard to believe, but there's a good percentage of American schools that do not teach computer science, even though technology is increasingly shaping almost every aspect of today's society. That is the impetus behind a event coming up tomorrow morning at the Racine campus of Gateway Technical College. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Coding Initiative, a nonprofit helping the underrepresented in the tech industry, is partnering with Gateway Technical College to host over 230 students in grades 3 through 8 from the Racine Civil Leaders Academy, Jefferson Lighthouse, and 21st Century Preparatory Schools for 1 hour of learning computer science and doing online tutorials featuring Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Star Wars, Minecraft, and Angry Birds. Also scheduled to attend will be such community leaders as Police Chief Art Howell, Racine Unified Board President Melvin Hargrove, United Way President Rod Prunty, NAACP President Gloria Rogers, Cops and Kids founder Julia Witherspoon, and RAMAC President and CEO Jim Ladwig, to name a few. The initiative is nationwide, started in December of 2013, with support from Apple, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and over 100 other organizations. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Remember, WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.